So we'll move on to item 9, consider and take possible action regarding non-service connected disability retirement allowance of deceased member Sharina Cole. Tim,
Mr. Chairman, this is Paul. Siegel will exit the meeting now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, Andy. Okay, so Tim Hoppe's name is on this memo. Is he taking up this item?
Yes.
Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay, agenda item number 9. This is consider and take possible action regarding non-service connected disability retirement allowance of deceased member Sharina Cole. Sharina Cole was a 22-year CSERA member as well as a CSERA employee. She passed away on June 25th, 2020 from cancer. Prior to her death, she provided CSERA with an active death disability retirement application filed by member form, which she named her spouse as her beneficiary. The medical advisor was provided in excess of 1,300 pages of medical records regarding Ms. Cole and concluded that the evidence supported that she was totally disabled and unable to perform her job duties prior to her passing, and that she met the medical requirements of permanent disability for a Tier 1 member on a non-service connected basis. You've been provided with a copy of the medical advisor's report, as well as in that report it identified when she actually was admitted to the, went to the emergency room, was admitted to the hospital, and then passed away 5 days later. The board is now being called upon to make a determination as to whether the member was permanently unable to perform her job duties prior to her death, and if the active death disability retirement application filed by member form should be granted. The recommendation is, 1, find that the member was permanently unable to perform her usual and customary job duties and grant a non-service connected disability effective June 25th, 2020. And 2, grant the member's beneficiary benefits to pursuant to government code section 31762, which then it's the option 2 benefit rather than the unmodified benefit. And that is the recommendation for today.
Thank you, Tim. I had one, if the board would indulge me, I have one question. The recommendation is for 62520, and the last page of Dr. Blank's report said she would permanently unable to perform her usual duties at least from 6/2020. So what's the difference between the recommended and Dr. Blink's statement of 6/20?
Yeah, that's a good question. The June 20th is the date that she became disabled, but she was still an active CSERA employee. The benefit, the June 25th is the date of death, which would be the effective date in this case, since she was still an active employee of CSERA on June 20th. To that date.
Great, thank you for the clarification. Scott.
Yeah, I'm gonna move recommendations 1 and 2 in this item. And just note, the board has taken up this matter in several previous meetings in different factual settings and circumstances. This is a profoundly sad case, of course, about Sharina. So I'm happy to make this motion. This case presents none of the unusual aspects that we dealt with, in the other matter. So happy to make that motion for the recommendation.
I'll second it.
Motion by Scott, second by Louie. Any trustee discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Smithy. Aye. And Watts.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0. On to item 10, consider attendance of the board to the SACRS Fall Conference, November 10th through 13th. It's a virtual meeting and it is open to the public, so all trustees are eligible. So